Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail. Hey y'all, Ramdino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail Thru Hiker and Community News Update. So thanks a lot for joining me on the channel today. One of the things I want to do here is recognize the veterans out there. This past week it was Veterans Day, so thank you to all my brothers and sisters out there that are veterans. I'm, of course, a veteran, and thank you for all you did, all the sacrifices you and your family made to make this country free and allow us to do the things that we like to do, like hiking on trails all over the place. Thank you very much for that. If you get anything out of this today, give me a thumbs up. That really helps the channel. If you do that, helps me with the spread the word about the Thru Hikers and support them and the hiker community. Leave a comment, subscribe, share this channel. All that's free. Doesn't cost you a dime to do that. So greatly appreciate that if you would help me with that. Don't forget that we also have a glove giveaway for this week. We'll be talking about that a little later, but we get giving away a pair of TAC-9er tactical gloves. So stay tuned for that. We've also got some new things coming up on the channel I'm adding to it that I'm real excited about it. We'll talk about those in just a little bit. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and talk about what you came here for, and that's the Thru Hikers. So the Praise Team, they are out there on the trail. They have hit 1,900 miles on their Sobo portion of their flip-flop, and they have entered the Smokies. So they took a few days off to take a few zeros, and now they are heading into the Smokies. Picked a great time to do it. It's going to be in the low 20s for the next couple nights, and then it'll be in the 30s at night. So, but the Smokies are going to be really nice up there, and looking forward to seeing how things are going with them throughout their trek as they get through the Smokies, see if they get any kind of snow or anything like that. Redbeard, he is through the Smokies. He said the weather had been fantastic for hiking, and that he has a little over 200 miles before he gets to Springer. And also wanted to mention, if I didn't, that the Praise Team, they've hit the 1,900 mark, so they don't have that much left either. And then I had a flip-flopper that reached out to me, gave me a really neat perspective, and that's Mona Leifa. And she gave me a really, really neat perspective on her flip-flop. She's 300 miles from her ending point, so she did what's called, or what's become known as a wraparound flip-flop. So What she did is she started northbound and hiked from Georgia up to Sam's Gap. So she started Springer and then got off the trail. Now she was still working full time, so she had to get off the trail, go back to her job. Then she quit her job, skipped up to McAfee Knob, and then hiked Nobo all the way to Maine there. Summited Katahdin on October 15th, came back after about a week and a half off and returned back to Sam's Gap. And now she is northbound till she completes the Virginia Triple Crown. And she says she feels like a Nobo because she's done 1,800 miles as a Nobo, but also she's doing a flip-flop. So she said the sunsets in the snow, that apparently she went through some areas there when it was snowing, and she just said it was absolutely incredible the way things were working in the snow. So that's something for you, class of 2022, that it just has a whole different perspective, you know, when the woods go from green or from this color right here. Even though this is gorgeous, the snow can be awfully gorgeous out there on the trail. Even though it's cold, it can still be awfully gorgeous out there on the trail. And she is happy with the way she did her hike. She's really happy with it. She said when she's up in Maine, she was just getting tired and beat up from Maine. So when she got back here, it was just really, really neat to come back and do this. She says her whole hike has been rejuvenating physically, mentally, and spiritually. She wanted to give a big shout out to the Sobos that she's run into as she's on her Nobo portion. She says they have just been great, been full of energy, and just all excited to be getting close to the end of their hike. And she also indicated she loved the past video I did with Sunday. So I did a video recently here with Sunday in Fresh Ground. Sunday was a Sobo Thru hiker, and she's through now. But Mona Leifa had actually run into Sunday in Massachusetts. And she said she was just a delight to be around, and did a little bit of hiking with her, and she was so happy to see her doing so well and almost done. And that's the neat thing that I really like about doing this, is connecting through hikers with each other, connecting people in the hiking community. And you folks out there, you keep me spurred on to do this. And that's what this channel is all about building the hiker community, but bringing the hiker community together. And so I just think that's neat to hear those kind of stories like that. And if you have a story where the channel did something like that for you, please include that in the comments below. That's just that spurs me on to keep me doing this week after week. So we got a few folks off the trail, Luscious, Nate, and Tupac. They are off. They got all the way on their no bow hike, got through the 100-mile wilderness, but of course Katahdin's closed, so they're going to have to come back and finish up their summit. I'm not sure if Nate and Tupac are going to come back at the same time with Luscious. Maybe if Luscious is out there, he can let us know, but or Nate and Tupac for that matter. But Luscious says he's coming back on his birthday, which I believe is December 7th. Typically, Katahdin will be open then again because they'll have enough snow to protect the alpine environment there. And so Luscious is going to finish his through hike sometime in December. Turtleback is off for the year. He said he was making good progress going sobo in Maine, but he got to the Bigelows, got his first big taste of winter there, particularly winter at Maine at 4,000 feet, and he started encountering light snow, but what really got him was the ice that was on the rocks and the roots, and that changed his perspective. Plus, the temps were getting really, really cold at night, and so he has gotten off there at Stratton, and he'll be getting back on to finish off his hike in the spring. And Early Start, who was our first class of 2022 through hiker, he was making really great time. He was no bow all the way, started at Springer, and he got injured, and his idea was he was going to go all the way to Hot Springs and then get off and get back on in the spring and finish up that way, and in so doing he would be in front of the bubble. Unfortunately, he got hurt somewhere just short of Fontana and got in touch with me, so I tried to get him a ride. I don't know if he actually was able to use the ride I gave him, but it doesn't matter. He got off the trail. He's going to go to the doctor to get his back checked out, but in any case, he decides he's going to stay home, rehab that, get back on at Fontana in the spring, and in so doing, then he will just continue north there. Said he was a little concerned about starting off the couch there and going right into the Smokies, because Fontana is the doorstep right into the threshold, right into the Smokies. So when you're at Fontana Dam, you know, within a mile, you are heading up that big incline going into the Smokies. And I read somewhere in a web mag that the Smokies is one of the most feared sections on the Appalachian Trail for thru hikers. So typically that's because the elevation change is pretty drastic. That first day up there to, I think it's Russell Spence Shelter, you've got like 8 or 9, 10 miles, something like that, that it's just all uphill, not a lot of downhill, if any. And so that kind of takes people by surprise. So that's pretty tough getting up there. And then a lot of early hikers that go through here, other hikers see their videos and it's cold and wet and snowy and icy. And so that kind of puts a little fear into them, even if they're not going through there at that time. That still kind of concerns them. But the first day there in the Smokies is probably the roughest day you're going to have there as far as the elevation gain. And then after that, I mean, you're still going uphill to all the way to Newfound Gap, but after you get past Russell Spence, it's pretty much up and down from there. Still gaining altitude all the way to Newfound Gap, but then once you get to Newfound Gap, you still got to come out of Newfound Gap a little more, but then after that, it's all downhill from there. So I did the Smokies from the on the no-bo portion, did the first half right off the couch in my mid-50s, so I didn't have any kind of issues other than it was tough, but hey, I did it, not a big problem there, especially if you're a through hiker and you've already got your trail legs from Georgia and what you've hiked in North Carolina, you're going to be fine, so it is really not a section to be feared, in my opinion. And then we had a huge finish this past week, or and that was Nimblewood Nomad. So Nimblewood Nomad is the oldest hiker to finish the Appalachian Trail. He is 83 years old, and he actually hiked more than the trail. He started out at Flag Mountain, which is on the Pinhoti Trail down in Alabama. And he's a caretaker up there for some cabins and a fire tower. So he hiked there, and that's 2,600 miles is the total amount that he did. So he is 83, and he's the oldest. The one that was the next oldest to him, and that was Graybeard, and he was the oldest record holder up until Nimblewood Nomad. And so now he has passed the hiking stick, and I don't know where this hiking stick came from. If somebody knows where this hiking stick came from, leave it in the comments down below. But he passed the hiking stick on to Nimblewood. Nimblewood has hiked 11 national scenic trails and, of course, several others, and he's hiked nearly 50,000 trail miles is what he's logged. So that is awesome. Congratulations to you, Nimblewood, and all those people that supported him throughout his trip. So that is just awesome. 2022 registrations, got folks that are registering on a regular basis there, so we'll give you a quick update on that. Nobo, last time we updated you was the end of October. We had 1,354, now we're up to 1,542 Nobo hikers that have registered on the ATC website. We're up from 42 on Flip Floppers up to 60, and Sobo, we're also up from 25 up to 60, so a little early to be for Flip Floppers and Sobos to getting a, you know, congealing around what that number's going to be. Certainly not necessarily on Nobo, more people registering. But our totals right now are up from 1,421. We're up to 1,662 folks that have registered on the ATC website. You can probably add anywhere from 10 to 30% to that of people that are going to be hiking. The biggest day so far that people are hiking, which I believe we're maxed out, is February 2nd. And the reason that is because it's 2-2-22, or it might be even February 22nd also. So it'd be 2-2-2-2. Is why those days are filling up there. So just keep that in mind when you're registering there. I know everybody wants to register on those, but it's going to be very crowded, and it will be a mess at Hawk Mountain Shelter and for a long time with that many people on the trail. Right now, the maximum amount that the trail, ATC saying the trail can carry is 50 hikers. So, you know, 50 hikers is a lot of hikers, and most people stay there at Hawk Mountain Shelter. They ain't enough room there at Hawk Mountain Shelter for 50 hikers, even tenners and stuff like that. So it's going to be very, very crowded there. And we've got up to 78 folks that are on my hiker support list. So if you're a thru-hiker 2022, you're interested in being on my hiker support list. Basically, that is a place where the hiking community can go and find your social media, and then we can support you all the way throughout your trip with comments. Sometimes we can support you with material stuff. You know, like maybe folks would leave you something out there on the trail or help you out if you have, you know, some type of charity that you're hiking for, something of that nature. But in any case, if you want to be on that hiker support list, we want to go and support you with comments and just keep you pumped up all the way to Katahdin or Springer or wherever you're going to wind up. And that link down below, the form link is down below. You can sign that. And then also, if you're one of the hiker community and you want to support folks out there, then that link to that form, the link to the spreadsheet with all the hikers on it, and right now we're up to 78, that's down below as well. So a little bit of trail news out there. We have had our first snow through the Roan Mountain Highlands and the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Don't think we got snow up there yet, but boy, it is sure gorgeous, particularly through the Roan when it snows up there. That's one of my favorite spots. A lot of balds, high elevation balds up there, so it's just gorgeous. But right now, I don't think we got any snow. I looked at the Newfound Gap camera right before I started this, and it doesn't look like there's any snow up there in that parking lot. So I think you're good to go, but you can expect some snow in the next week. And then also, the trail is flooded in Massachusetts. I know it probably only affects flippers or section hikers, or day hikers perhaps, but there's roughly a 1 mile section of AT around Tyringham, Massachusetts, that's flooded there from Jerusalem Road, which is Nobo Mile 1543.5 to Tyringham Main Road, which is Nobo Mile 1544.6. So we had some heavy rain and flooding. It displaced some beavers. They built a dam, and now that dam has backed up water right on up the Appalachian Trail. So unless you're going to be walking through that water, and it looks like it's at least knee deep in some places, maybe more, unless you're going to be walking through it and it's cold up there, there is a official reroute around that you can get around it on the road. Not sure how far it is. Looks like it's a mile or two to get around it, but of course it doesn't affect you if you're in that area working on your flip-flop through hike. It's still, that workaround is still an official detour, so that would still count if you're looking for credit from the ATC. It's also still hunting season. Don't forget about that. I'm surprised we hadn't heard some guns go off behind me a little earlier, but they've been going off all day out here. So be sure you wear orange somewhere on, you know, either in a toboggan or a cap, or put it on something on top of your pack, something like that. We got a lot of hunters out there whose vision is not exactly great and who get a little excited. We call it buck fever down here. So just be careful out there, not only for deer, but also for bear and also cougar. There's places on the trail we got cougar. So just look out for those cougars. And just remember, if you're in cougar country, it's better to travel with at least one other person. A tramley's better, because if you see a cougar, you don't have to be the fastest person. You can just knock their tracking pole out from underneath them or something like that. And then you are the fastest person, and then the cougar is going to not bother you anymore. So they'll have other folks that they can deal with. So just keep that in mind when you're in cougar country there. And so one of the things I said I was going to do before is I wanted to comment on people that had, you know, leave comments. So if you want to be a part of that, then leave me a, you know, you can ask a question. I'll try to answer it myself. If I don't come up with an answer, I'll either, you know, ask a thru-hiker, and if I can't find a thru-hiker that answered, I'll make something up and it'll sound good. Or you just leave me some type of unique comment. So one of the unique comments that we got left this past time was I brought up the pooping hammock that a subscriber had sent in. And another subscriber sent in, Just John from Just John Outdoors channel, and he said he has a pooping hammock. And he says it will change your backwoods pooping experience. Says it's one of the best 4 ounces in his pack. Says it is not big enough to sleep in, so you can't poop in your sleep. Can't use it for a regular hammock. So I don't know about you guys, but I like gear that serves a dual purpose. So I was hoping it'd be big enough to sleep in so that you could also just poop in your sleep in it. And sorry for the crappy subject, but it's not my fault. But another thing is that when I go to do that in the woods when I'm hiking, typically I'm doing it at the last minute. I'm not planning ahead. So I just don't have time to put up a hammock, dig a cat hole, make sure everything's all lined up, then get in the hammock, make sure I'm lined up with the hole in the hammock, and that I'm lined up also with the cat hole. I know 2 points make a straight line, but if you're in a hammock swinging, that's going to be a little hard to do, in my opinion. So I just don't think the pooping hammock is something that would be of use to me. I'm sure it's of use to somebody. Just John said it changed his experience out there, so that's awesome. Christmas is coming up, so hey, look into it. Still looking for some Trail Angels to sign up to be on the public and the private list. Those sign up links are down below. So if you're a Trail Angel out there who's willing to help people get off the trail in an emergency, or help people get to town, help people resupply, whatever you would like to do with people that need to contact you on the trail, those links are below. Of course, the public, everybody will have a link. Or will be able to see that here on my channel. In the private, I only give that out to people that I have verified as thru hikers. So please sign up for that. That really helps folks out there on the trail. And so the TAC-9er tactical glove, The winner for that is Barry Etheridge. So, Barry, if you'll send email me through my email below, send me your mailing address. I'll get the folks over at TAC-Niner to send you that tactical glove, and they'll send it direct to you. And I hope you enjoy that. And that's a Christmas present from TAC-Niner to you for this year. And then come back next week. We'll have an all-new sponsor, and we'll have an all-new gear giveaway on my next upcoming update. Still, again, don't forget to comment and subscribe. One of the new things that I didn't mention about the channel is I want to add a section where I can get a thru hiker to respond to some questions. So if you're a thru hiker out there, it doesn't matter if you thru hike this year, last year, whenever. If you'd like to be a part of that, send me a DM or an email so that we can use you as a resource. I know most thru hikers want to give back to the hiking community and help the next class coming along. So, you know, whatever it will be, it will be quick, maybe a quick video, maybe just a quick voicemail message that you leave here. So, but if I can count on you to do that, then leave me, or you can just leave a comment down below. And likewise, I'll use you as a resource. And that would be great to help out the hiker community, the thru hikers, and this channel. Folks, thanks a lot for watching. Appreciate you, and we'll see you out here.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast, and do us a real big favor, give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. It's not important how long or how far you go, just go.